From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Over the last few days, a network of zombie computers staged a brazen attack. Its target, several government and commercial websites in the U.S. and South Korea. Experts aren't yet sure who launched the attack, and they say it was not a major strike. But as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, it may be a harbinger of things to come.
The mischief started July 5th. American and South Korean computers were inundated with electronic messages from a string of computers that had been taken over by hackers. Some websites, like whitehouse.gov, withstood the attack just fine. Others, like the Washington Post, Secret Service, and Treasury Department sites, briefly went offline. James Lewis of the Center for Strategic and International Studies calls the attack a test of which agencies were prepared and which weren't. The results, he says, were mixed.
We can't expect to have this kind of uneven catch-as-catch-can defense and not suffer something more consequential if a sophisticated opponent were to attack us.
South Korean lawmakers have said the attack came from North Korea. American officials say it's too early to know that for sure. Stuart Baker used to work at the Department of Homeland Security and the National Security Agency. He says if this attack did come from North Korea, that's really saying something.
North Korea is maybe not the least savvy about the internet of all the countries of the world, but it's got to be in the bottom 10%. And if even they can launch an attack that has an impact, then we all ought to be worried about what more sophisticated countries can do.
In the last decade or so, waging cyber attacks has become much easier. Organized criminal operations run massive networks of zombie computers. Anyone can pay to use them. Aaron Phillip is a cybersecurity expert at Navigant Consulting.
What you're actually seeing now are organized efforts and essentially software packages that you can buy off the shelf that will do this type of work. You take the software package, you customize it for exactly what you wanted to go after, and you deploy it. And you can rent time on these exploited networks.
Essentially, as James Lewis of CSIS puts it,
it's like warfare in the Middle Ages. You can go out and hire mercenary bands.
But it's unlike traditional warfare in one important way, says Professor Eugene Spafford of Purdue University.
It's extremely difficult to tell where these attacks come from because these kinds of distributed attacks can make use of compromised machines around the world that are controlled indirectly by one person sitting at a desk who knows where.
The anonymity of these attacks makes it hard for the U.S. to respond. The incidents of the last few days are hardly significant enough to be considered an act of war. But former Homeland Security official Stuart Baker says things could get much worse.
While I was at the department, we discovered a flaw in the software of generators that are used for large power plants that actually could cause the generator to tear itself to pieces.
And to make matters worse, Baker says, our defenses are not as good as they need to be.
I think that if you talk to private industry or if you talk to officials responsible for protecting our networks, they'd all say that they feel less secure now than they did 5 years ago.
As for how likely a catastrophic cyber attack is, Baker says the financial meltdown and Hurricane Katrina taught him this lesson. If something seems bound to happen sooner or later, then eventually it actually will happen. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.